USA Radio News.
Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running to become the next governor of Texas, crashed a press conference on Wednesday and slammed his opponent, Republican Governor Greg Abbott. O'Rourke said the governor is, quote, doing nothing. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin told O'Rourke he was out of line and asked him to leave. Abbott said the shooter killed 19 children and two teachers before being fatally shot. In addition, he shot his grandmother and posted three disturbing messages on Facebook before carrying out the attack. Some relief is on the horizon for parents scrambling to find formula to feed their babies. Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan said it will restart production on June 4th. Contamination concerns closed the plant earlier this year. The company has denied that its formula is linked to any illnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The lack of security at the U.S. southern border continues to be a major problem.
At a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray is questioned by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins about border security or lack thereof leading to an influx of illegal drug trafficking, addiction, and violence in the United States.
Transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director A says the FBI is playing a big role in addressing drug trafficking at the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alaska Airlines pilots have voted overwhelmingly to authorize a future strike if current contract negotiations with management and federal mediation efforts fail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Several Biden administration officials are spending time in the Middle East. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's energy envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June.
Boeing's astronaut taxi has returned to Earth from the International Space Station. It completed a repeat test flight with a mannequin on board. The Starliner capsule parachuted into the New Mexico desert just 4 hours after leaving the orbiting lab on Wednesday. Aside from a few snags, Starliner appears to have clinched its high-stakes shakedown cruise 2.5 years after its botched first attempt. That means NASA test pilots will fly next. NASA wants two competing U.S. companies ferrying astronauts to and from the space station. SpaceX is already the established leader. Guiding Light fans are mourning the loss of actress Lee Lawson, who died on May 22nd at the age of 80. The actress is known for playing Bea Reardon on the CBS soap from 1981 to 1990. Lawson appeared in more than 50 episodes of the series, which aired its finale in September of 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.